June the 15th, 2023. This program is brought to you by New Africa Excellent Enterprise, LLC. Imam Dr. Miraj Speaks Block Talk Radio, where we teach Quranic Arabic, Islamic studies, and comparative religion, not just religion. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. With Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. As-salam alaykum, which means peace be on you. I'm your host for this evening, Ilahi Bey. My topic this evening is Al-Islam, the tafsir of Imam Warafuddin Muhammad, commentary of the Holy Quran. If you have missed any of the talks, go online to www.blocktalkradio.drmirajspeaks.com and you'll be able to listen to the ones that you have missed. Once again, we will open with a short dua and then we will continue where we left off yesterday. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulihu kareem. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mubarak. So Quran Surah 99:1-5, Earth Inspired. Matter is in agreement with the will of God. So we have to come together in the nature, the world itself as a material, a body of matter that has God's will in it. If you try to alter its laws, you get in trouble. You make trouble for the material universe, make trouble for human life and for everything. So we believe that even the natural creation is in agreement with the will of God and reacts to what man does in a way to advance human society more in a way of God so that we reach the end that God wants for us on this planet Earth. So this is our belief. And I see that happening today more than at any other time in the history of mankind. I call this the Day of Judgment, and this day of judgment is a day of religion when religious comes together and works for the common good of the common good and ignore these little differences we have, which should be minor and support each other for God's purpose in man on this planet Earth. And lastly, I believe that we are living in what I call the conclusion of all major issues for human life on this planet Earth. And these things have already been shown to us in the Torah, the Gospel, the Bible, and in the Quran. So the end has already been predicted. So we have already been told how the world will end. I used to read parts of Revelation, and I thought it was nightmarish. I thought it was really way out. But I come to understand that this is the prediction. It is telling us that the seven vows are telling us that we are going to get trouble from the creation of God. We are told in our holy book, God ordered the heavens, the creation, on seven, the Quran Surah 99, Ayat 1-4, earthquake. We thought in scripture that earthquakes means that there could come in the end of time a quake that would just shake the whole world to pieces. No, God has put together this earth to shake it to pieces, but that's which was not put together under his direction will be shaken to pieces. That's the world of human knowledge that does not recognize and respect divine knowledge. God causes an earthquake in that knowledge. We live in that time of an earthquake right now. We have come through a great earthquake in the house of this world's knowledge. In Europe, the majority of the Caucasian people have turned against their government. Their government still rules, but they took a census and found that the majority of people were not satisfied with their government over in Europe. They question their institutions. In America, the same thing has happened. A majority of the Caucasian people have turned against their government. The majority have turned against their long-established institutions. So we see an earthquake. It brings about a fear. They didn't predict that there would be any end to this democracy. They thought that they had the answer that would be forever. They promised us material wealth. They said that the poorest people will come into such material wealth that there would not be any poor. But look what happened. The products, they produced this great amount of wealth, and poor people begin to feel poverty more than they ever felt poverty in the history of the poor. This world has all kinds of wealth, billions of dollars. It lends out billions and billions of dollars to other poor areas. Still, right here in their world, people are hungry for food, without shoes, without decent clothes, living in fire-trapped houses, roach and rat-infected dens, walking around with diseases and without medical care. They predicted, but they didn't have the power to bring their prediction true. Now, God says that they have had all the opportunity they need. They have reached their end. The more they get, the more the people suffer. God has allowed them to travel their road of material promises and show the world that they cannot make these promises real. The Satan made another big boast when their knowledge and they should go and teach all the other undeveloped worlds and all the other ignorant masses, and they did it, all of a sudden, they get in trouble. They start questioning their own knowledge. They said that when they spread it, their knowledge, which looks good for a while, all of a sudden there is an earthquake in the structure and in the foundation of their knowledge. They failed in Asia, the Middle East, the Pacific, the Western Hemisphere, and right here. They are crumbling in the structure and the very foundation of their knowledge. This earthquake manifests that God is God and that the enemy, the challenger, Satan, is not God. God exists only in righteousness. No matter how much power you form out of the physical creation and that body of power we call world knowledge, or human knowledge, it cannot guarantee happiness, security, and a good life for the people without Almighty God. Earthquakes, the Quran Surah 99, Ayat 1-4. You can see in the shaking of the physical form, the economics of the society, this evil world has tried to keep all of the physical economics in one people, in one people's hand or one geographical locality. But God is going to make a shaking come about, the tremble down, the great Mount Everest of wealth. The greedy rulers will not have all of the world's wealth anymore. And it is a shaking of your form within yourself. You think of yourself as a physical power. So when you are made angry, you rise up in yourself, threatening your provokers. World leadership got strength in physical form, armies, etc. They threaten the masses. This now is broken up. The masses are not afraid. Quake, there is too much material wealth in a certain nation. hand or too much power in any individual mouth. Earth receives the revelation. Science is the direct communication of Mother Nature. The Quran Surah 99, Ayat 4 to 5, Earth will declare what God reveals. Science is the direct communication of Mother Nature. The direct, true, factual science is a communication of Mother Nature. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, God has said in our book that there is coming a time when the world is going to be so confused that the earth itself is going to start behaving as though God reveals something to it, as though he received a revelation. Here is another metaphor, another personification, like the mystical picture of what is happening, but it is accurate and true. When you abuse yourself eating the wrong foods, your own body rejects what you are doing. You vomit, you get sick, you break out in a fever. Your own body is rejecting what you are doing. The whole earth will come to do that when we keep feeding our life, came and come from Mother Nature, insanity, filth, etc. So the public life is going to spit up and vomit all over the place. So we look at the trouble and said, it is really bad. Look how they are killing each other. Look how they are just going after sex with no intelligence. So when a person gets sick with a disease, sometimes the disease is something that builds toxins up in the blood and in the system. The subject or the victim of this breakout is all kinds of ugly sores. So you think it is the end. The doctor comes and looks at him and says it is in its terminal state. He is going to be all right after this. That is the way I look at the public killing each other over nothing, ready to kill and be killed for nothing. Like filth, working hard to defy intelligence, working hard that they do not live by the intelligence. I see this as a terminal state, a poison, are all coming out, and they are going to be well pretty soon. This is what we are seeing in the end of it. So this is now here. There is nowhere to go except back to the normal human being. Wolfman from the Style Creator. I like fiction, and I used to see the Wolfman change, but he would not stay that way. After he stopped howling, wolf calling him, and the night passes into the day, and the wolves are not howling anymore, he comes back to a normal human being. This is how the Style Creator, who creates ads for the public, mind regulates us. They darken our intelligence and turn into a wolf man, bring the light back out, cut the weird sounds off. This is coming out of the darkness so that you will not be spooked up. It brings you back to the intelligent life again. So you are wearing a suit and tie, going to the bank and doing a good job again. Just the other night, you took off your clothes. You had to hurry up and take your shirt off, and the animal hair could come all out, and the animal muscles could swell up because you were about to ruin your nice suit and your nice shirt. You had to hurry up and get out of it. This is a devilish world, isn't it? What hurts them more than anything is the birth of Christ Jesus, or the birth of Muhammad, peace be upon the prophets, or the birth of a man like me. I hurt them more than anybody. It is more hurting for them because I am not a dignified Jew. I am not in a world popular book. I don't have any big name and big following. They say a little guy like that destroying our world, he is killing our world in the minds of his people. Go to him and tell him he does not know what he is doing. Take some of our books and let him see what we know. That is what happened. I mean, really, a certain person gave me his books to show me what they know. They say, let him see how grand, how massive, and how far-reaching our knowledge and our thing is. Tell him, we said, take a hike. So I'm not doing this to show my knowledge. You gloat over your ability. You do things to show your knowledge. I have no desire to show any knowledge. I do this only to help my people. So when I say my people, I mean people in my circumstances. If you are white, red, yellow, black, I don't care what color you are. If you have my history of suffering in this darkness of this world and you were not able to get your life up and they were regulating your life with seasons, telling you when to live and die immorally, then you are a victim with me and I exist for you, not to show knowledge. The Quran Surah 99, ayat 4 and 5, Mother Earth, all access to her table. The Quran Surah 99, 4 to 5, Earth inspired by her Lord. If Mother Earth would speak, she would assist all the children receive the same accommodation at her table of inherent shared quality, freedom, community, entitlement, and the invitation to honorable standing in this world and in the letter. Grassroots people, worldwide position statement. The Prophet with Allah's guidance, Holy Quran, is showing the common man grassroots what to be with a new order supporting humanity, calling the opposing whatever works to entomb its fertile soil. The grassroots wants to get in the record for supporting creation and inherit possibility and the man and man's humanity, rooted identity. So we want to be functional in a new order, supporting the liberty of inherent aim and its expression in the contents of our social development. The grassroots wants fulfillment of soul and its spiritual life so as to no longer languish out of doors, far from man's home of social establishments. We want our souls, our social, economic, academic, and political accumulation and community construction. The grassroots are seeing some needs of new order and stating and starting to read for ourselves today messages of urgency conveyed upon global economic and social trends. The Quran Surah 100, Horses That Paint, by the steed that runs with painted breath and strikes sparks of fire. Revelation 6, 2 and 8, or 2 to 8, horses red, hell, blind, motivation. So the horse is an animal that follows his master, orders blindly. He has no intelligence when it is trying to achieve something. Intelligence is gone. He follows influence. He responds to feeling. He also responds to things that come into his vision. So to keep him from having the problem of being disturbed by the things coming into his vision, they put blinders on him and a bit in his mouth. They didn't put the bit in Frankenstein's neck, the same bit, just a little modification or alteration. to take over, to take your minds off so that you won't make the connection. You are nothing but a bunch of horses with blindfolds on. This world rides you, and you go on in any direction it says go. And you don't care what happens. You are just going. You got to go. Oh, I don't have time. Got to go. A horse will run until he drops dead. Nothing stops him from responding to the influences. Death has to stop him, and that is all that will stop him. He runs until he drops. So horse, the Quran, Surah 100, Ayat 1, the horses that run. Revelation 6, 2 to 8, four horses, white, red, black, pale. Actions, conscious acts influences the unconscious. Ablution washes the hand is a ritual speaking to the impulsive act are also subject. If a conscious act has been wrong, then the unconscious act has been influenced. So we have to take the right hand, then with intention and with conscience, correct it, automatic habits. The automatic act, mouth clean, if we governed our acts and speech will comply. Then we go from the hand and we clean out the mouth. If a man restrains himself from doing unclean, bad, or harmful things, if he checks his action, the work that he does with his hands, and even his voluntary acts, if he remains conscious of them, that they have to be watched over. When that man avoids being a man who speaks with his tongue, whose words are ready to agree with his intentions, if we govern our acts, the speech will be ready to comply. Why? Because usually the speech rises to the defense of the act. Usually a person, when he is lying, it is to defend an act. Is that right? So the role of the tongue is usually because of the influence of an act. So if he cleanses his actions and tongue will automatically become agreeable. Now this mouth is ready for cleansing, but if a man is not checking his actions, he is not ready to discipline the speech. So God tells us through the Prophet Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, wash the right hand three times and then the mouth three times, because we injure each other with our tongue physically, mentally, and spiritually, don't we? So we are injuring, we endure too by things that will allow to come into us in those three ways. Immorality beats out obedience, then influences the mind. Even the physical time we allow to come into us that is unclean and unacceptable into the heart and conscious mind, to the heart of the mind. Those things, though they physically, their influences us mentally and morally and spiritually. Is that not a fact? Can any person do a sinful act and not be influenced by it? Can any person put any kind of filth or shameful thing into their mouth and not be influenced psychologically by it? So the mind will have to be more disciplined to accept the thing that you are doing. So you first have to beat out the obedience for it to accept the disobedience. So this thing is filthy. This filthy act that you do with the mouth, if it is a shameful thing, it is going to affect you mentally and spiritually. Program is brought to you by New Africa Excellent Enterprise. Imam Dr. Maraj speaks Block Talk Radio. None know the symbolic of the purely spiritual intuitive power. Here's symbolic. Horse symbolic of the spiritual power in the man. So we can, we clean the mouth three times. Then after we clean the mouth, we go to the nose and we clean out the nostrils three times. We still have a common expression. He was nosy. What does this expression mean? It means that he got into the business and that is not his. He unnecessarily entertained, interested in other people's business. So that is an indication that you have a degree of ill will in you towards others. If it wasn't there, you wouldn't be so nosy. That is symbolic of the spirit of the human being. Those things that are what we call purely spiritual. You heard people say, I can smell it in the air. I smell something crooked. We associate it with a spiritual sense. So this is not a suspicion. It is a kind of influence. It is a spiritual power. We can say the nose represents the spiritual power. So we know that false power is usually seen with his nose. So the horse has thin legs, a muscular body, but when he runs, his nose flies open, and he has a strong nose to breathe in very great volumes of air. So we usually see the power of the horse in his nose, and the horse is symbolic of the spiritual power in the man, the human being. In Revelation, you will find this. There are four horses representing the four spiritual influences. The Quran, Surah 100, Ayat 1, steed, horse, that taints. Revelation 14:20, blood, horse, bridle. So the horse runs with mouth open, represents passion of the people's spiritual drive and moral passion. The human life of you, the blood, rational life, is going to come into the horse body, and you are horse, and you are a horse yourself. You're not just spiritual. Even your mind is made like horse, who obeys blindly. Horse equals blind human forces. The Quran, Surah 100, Ayat 1-2, steed that paints. So the horse represents human forces, not human intelligence. So the ride that was on the horse, the rider that was on the horse, represents human forces topped with human intelligence, but the horse without a rider just represents blind human forces. That's why they put blind folders on the horse. He is not supposed to see. He is just supposed to follow the stimulation. Get up, spur, spur, hit him, hit him. He's only supposed to respond to a stimulus. And he's not supposed to watch him where he's going. He's supposed to feel where he's going. So when the reins go to the left, pull to the left. He's supposed to go to the left. When the field, a pull, go right, he is supposed to go to right. So the horse in the apocalyptic books, the Bible, books of the Bible, and the secret language of the political technician, they are the technocrats of operating on your total conscience. They are to manipulate and exploit and use your total resources and to keep you under the political power of arms. Those people, I'm not talking about the White House. If the State Department was running our lives, we would be well off. The State Department is trying to run lives against the things that we invite into our lives. And those things come from death riding on the horse. Bruali said that the man is the rider on the pale horse. We have to go to the Bible and interpret that concept out of the book where Drew Ali got it, interpreted the language out of the content from what Drew Ali got. And we come to the conclusion that Drew Ali meant that the white man was death riding a pale horse. Horses means blind forces and pulses of society that have to be directed by intelligence. Now, we have to understand what does pale horse mean. Horse means the forces of human society that has to be harnessed. The blind forces and pulses of human society have to be directed by intelligence. Harnesses are directed by intelligence. Pale equals moral conscience. If it is pale, what does that mean? Pale means that the moral conscience, he's riding the forces of the human being that are setting upon his moral conscience. And what's riding his moral conscience? Death is riding his moral conscience. So what is the moral conscience of the typical American in its history? It is love of Jesus Christ, respect for white America, and sacred respect when it comes to you for white America. Is that right? Wasn't that a main ingredient in our moral constitution and our moral thing, the main ingredient was that God has a son named Jesus who gave his life to save the world, love and believe on Jesus. So the horse has impulsive tendency. You put blinders on him because his impulses lead him to blind emotions. So you have to keep him focused on the path, the Jacobite, put blinders on the world. The Quran, Surah 100, Ayat 1, he that paints, Revelation 14, 20, blood horse bridle. And when the passion comes up to the intellect, discipline the bridle is where intelligent man cleans the animal with the rein. It means that murder and violence would be increasing at an alarming rate. The Quran, Surah 101, Ayat 1 to 3, noise and clamor. Not only are we affected by noise itself, but there is also a force behind noise or in noise that affects the human nature. The noise hits the eardrums, but there is an entity of the noise that affects your very nature. So music manipulates. The Quran, Surah 101, Ayat 1 to 3, what will make you realize the noise? So there are those who are clowning when the record player is off. The song is still being sung. That's why we memorize reciting Quran. So 24 horses, or you are under the influence of the world that wants to prey upon you, that wants to suck your blood, that has to have you for their exploit. So when you get you, when we get you, it's like getting somebody who was told to repeat a simple line over and over for 20 hours. Then you get them. And they can't hear anything in your mind. You're talking about indoctrination. We can reach people for hearing that simple line being repeated over and over in their minds. Indoctrination is a thing that comes in your ear, and your mind, your eyes daily from TV, radio, magazine, and the noise you hear around you, in your house and out on the streets. That's indoctrination. That indeed indoctrination turns the TV on in the morning, and they are selling you something that you don't need, a hamburger toasted on the top, soft on the inside, and you will go and look for that hamburger because it's different. I heard there's a restaurant now selling hamburgers, fast food place selling hamburgers, toasted on the outside, topped, and toasted bun. Just call it anything. You've got to buy it because it is new. An umbrella that plays music. Any unnecessary foolishness can be sold to you, right? Oh, yes. You know it's the truth. Commercial extreme breaks up families. I have to buy my child some new socks. Why? He doesn't like the ones I bought him. He wants the ones they put out with Mickey Mouse on them. So the money that you put into his socks has gone to waste. Those socks are no more good because they brought out some with Mickey Mouse on them. All they have to do is put it on TV once and show little children playing with Mickey Mouse socks on their socks, then all of your children have to have those socks with Mickey Mouse on them. Mama, get me those socks with Mickey Mouse on it, okay? I'll get them as soon as I go out to the store. Next time I go shopping, Daddy says, look here, girl, didn't we just buy these boys socks last week? Say yes, but he wants the ones with Mickey Mouse on it. Say, we do not have money to buy more socks. He says, are you going to deprive my child of socks with Mickey Mouse on them if he wants them? My baby is just as good as anybody else's. Pretty soon the relationship between the husband and the wife is destroyed. A father has left home. There's a fatherless household. Who broke up the house? Mickey Mouse socks. This is a strange kind of development that has taken over American people's lives, divorcing each other over foolishness, hating each other over foolishness, digging ourselves deeper and deeper into poverty over foolishness. The way out is to know yourself. When you know yourself, be yourself. Don't let the influence from the TV to change yourself. And then education noise. The Quran Surah 101, Ayat 1 to 2, what makes you realize what is the noise? Education teach child pay attention to what he is hearing. Spiritual reality can take over the attention of the mind. Adhan means to pay attention. So we need to tell our children to pay attention to what you are hearing. Isn't this how we start our worship of God, the prayers, first before we say anything? And it's called Adhan, which comes from the verb Adana, which means to pay attention, and the instructor. If I want to tell you pay attention, I say Adana from Uhan, comes Uhan, or from the verb to pay attention, comes Uhan. So they say Arabic words come from verbs, not from nouns. The root is a verb, not from the noun. So if the root, if that is true, then Uhan, ear, comes from the verb to pay attention. And then also comes from the verb that means to pay attention. And we put our hands to our Uhanan, two ears, or one, some they call with one, they are styling. But the regular way to put both hands to our ears like this, and it is called Adhan, from Uhan, the ear. So the ear, you know, in an animal like the dog and others, when something gets their attention, you see the ear moves. they're on the alert. We need to teach the children to pay attention to what they are hearing, because if you don't pay attention to what your ear are hearing, you are just like a deaf person. That's all absorbed in something else, so the hearing doesn't work for you. They have to be trained to do that because they have lost that. They are born in the world with this, but has lost that. So they have to be trained to do that now. It was natural for man, because man was formed of the earth, and then we become detached up there in the mind and loses his natural ability, nature form, and can't hear. So you can be looking at something and don't see it. Isn't it something how the senses work? Somebody has to tell you, hey, don't you see that man? You're going to run into it. You didn't see it. You had something else taking all of your energies. Our time is this reflex thing, moving on reflex. You have difficulties with your children at home. You can't talk to them no more. They can't hear you. They can't see what you want to show them. All their five senses seem to be gone crazy and astray, aware. So we have to orientate our children and ourselves firstly to respect the five senses. Listen to what you hear. Isn't it mystifying that God gave us an open ear, but when my mind isn't with you, I can't hear a thing, and you are saying, and my ears is open, just like it was when I was giving you attention? Nothing has changed. Only my interest has changed, and I don't hear a thing you're saying. You can shout as loud as thunder during an electric storm, and maybe you'll get my attention. I will probably say, oh, I didn't hear you. I'm sorry. How come you didn't hear me? Your ears is open. Okay, you're a materialist that doesn't believe in the spiritual reality. Your ear is open. Nothing changes. How come you don't hear me? Because there is a spiritual life that man cannot know in its deepest depths or in its entirety. It will leave us mystified a bit. That's why psychology is not an exact science, because there are things that they cannot know about the inner life of man. All the energies in the body are actually one energy, source called the reservoir. There is one source, and this one source is expressed in all of those other means or avenues of human energy and expression. Explains how if I concentrate so much on one thing, all my energy, all my consciousness, pardon me, will have been taken and concentrated right there on that one thing. If that thing is outside the matter at hand, I'm lost before the matter at hand. I can't see. I can't hear. I can't smell. I can't even think, because you need those five senses to even think. So ear hears, but the mind is not paying attention. Tell your children like I tell mine. Please, pay attention to what you're hearing. You're hearing. If you don't respect me, at least respect your ears. Your ears have been given to you by your Creator to hear communication. Sound, please pay attention to what you're hearing. You are talking to them, and they are not paying attention to what you're saying. And because they are not paying attention to what you are saying, the ears are hearing it, because when you get their attention, they say, oh, I didn't hear you. You will say, You heard me, but you couldn't respond. Isn't that something? It let us know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created something too big for us to manage alone and just keep reinforcing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created something that is too big for humans to manage alone. We need God. We have to have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to reveal to us these things and show us the way, enlighten us, so we can walk the path that we can see and go to where we know we should go. Once I get over this complex thing in the path, it will be very easily and quickly wrapped up. Isn't that something? Our language is something, too. Wrap it up. Okay, ready to wind it up now, man. Can you wind it up? Cut off. Cut it off. That kind of beautiful, isn't it? Okay, then that's a wrap. It shows how much we are living in the world of darkness. This world is darkness, that's what Scripture says. The Bible let us know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created something that's too big for us to manage alone. We just keep reinforcing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created something that is too big for the human to manage alone. We need God, and we have to have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to reveal to us these things and show us the way, enlighten us so we can walk the path that we can see and go to where we know we should go. Now, these brothers can put their whole mind in a small place. Do you know that? This goes for all senses. Somebody can be hitting you, and you can't feel it. They say, hey, man, I'm almost about to break your arm, man. I'm trying to tell you something, and your mind is so engrossed, you aren't paying any attention to them. They are saying, hey, man, hey, hey. So all of your senses can be cut off by you absorbing yourself in something separate from the matter at hand, and your senses should be engaging. Seven created seven above, and for you a similar. Allah is he who created seven firmaments, and of the earth a similar number. Through the midst of them all descend his commands, that ye may know that Allah has power over all things, and that Allah comprehends all things in his knowledge. That is great, great insight and great, great help for teachers, and also for us to get our people to come back to life, come back to their hearing, to the good condition of their five senses. That's what we have to do, to bring the life back. The five senses. Now, we know we have a higher spiritual life, too, but to live in this world, when you go up there, it is seven, right? Up to seven, down to something else. Up to seven, seven up to heaven. So I think that shows they put it, in that saying in English, seven up to heaven. Seven up, it means seven up to heaven, but five down here where you have to live. So you need five. That's why our religion emphasizes the five bunyo islamo illa testimsen. Bunyo islamo illa testimsen. Islam has been established upon five. It didn't say five senses. It didn't say five pillars. It says five. And those who have passed it on to us, they say five pillars, five principles. They say that. But the original saying of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is Islam is structured or built upon five. So the attention diverted can't hear mind over matter. The Quran Surah 102, ayat 1 to 2, deviated by seeking material. So the human nature is a marvelous work, and it is a very challenging thing. So you have to really study to master human nature. You have to have great wisdom of human nature to master human nature. But human nature is such that the ear can be working, but the mind does not hear. What does that tell you? It tells you that there is a sense that is stronger, physical sense. This ear brings me to the physical sound. But if my attention is very strong on something else, the sound will be there, and I will not get the message. It's mind over matter. So the inner sense is stronger than the outer sense. The outer sense are the five senses of the flesh, but the sense that these senses evolve to higher levels. In time, the man grows to use these elementary senses of his flesh in another way and on a higher level. So when these elementary senses are busy on a higher level, they can't hear you. If you are a long ways from the door and you knock, he can't hear you. You have to get his attention first. The Quran Surah 102, Ayat 1 to 2, accumulating diverts. So you look at the word life, you see life. You look at the word death, you see eat. And Allah says in the Quran, surely we have given you abundance of good. And Allah says also that he's going after abundance, amounting, piling up wealth, will stay on you until you come to the grave. It's something that becomes hypnotic, automatic, almost in your life, and stays on you and causes you to lose moral concern, or conscience, pardon me. And you just keep going after it compulsively without any ability to resist going after the will or the material plenty. And where is it carrying you? To the grave, the hell, the destruction of your human nature, your good life, your good soul. That's where it's carrying you. But you see what I did? I gave you a reference of abundance in a good sense. God wants you to have abundance. And at the same time, God wants you to know that going there will bring you to the grave, the death of your humanity. The Quran Surah 103, Ayat 1 to 3, times through the ages. Job 1, 9, 13, 22, 27, and 2 and 4. Job tested. Talk is reality. It is much stronger than truth. Faith and patience. You have to have faith and at least righteous or good deed. But actually, the word is righteous in Arabic. It is salihat. Amnalu means works, and salihat means righteous. But then times get difficult, and things try you, what to wassail bil haq, and they give mutual support for truth, not just by yourself. What to wassail means you are working in association with others to promote truth. And the word truth is sadiq. And another one, in common spoke language of Arabic, haq is not really truth, it is more stronger than truth. Because truth may be in your opinion or may be as you view his situation. And that truth, but haq means universal truth supports it. Reality supports it. Then patience in the Quran, in the Quranic Arabic, it is pronounced watawasal bin sabir. Don't try to take on burdens on by yourself. Again, it is watawasu, work with other people in association with other people. So if you look at the four, except those who have faith and righteous deeds, so far it is addressing the individual, though the individual is identified with the believer, it is really addressing this something is happening, something that is not satisfied with itself, and that's creation. It is never satisfied with itself. Why? Because it is never complete. It is incomplete. It can only be complete when it reaches and arrives at God. A child separated from its mother or its father, if it has any knowledge of father or mother, in the child's life, it will move out to find father and mother. Is that right? So earth is our natural food. So if we have our same, our good senses, we move out to find earth to put in this body, to feed this earthly body, so that it will be sustained. Everything moves out far after that, that it needs to replenish itself. Creation separates, breaks up to find God. So something is happening. Creation is moving out. It's reaching for something to complete itself, to satisfy itself, to bring agreement within itself. So it does this by separating itself. The child that is born in the home or grows, it has to separate from the house one day. So it is with every life. So it is with everything. It's moving and it's separating. It's breaking away from those things it once was with because it's looking for something that will satisfy itself. None of the things that is of its own nature, own order, will satisfy it. It has to find that that is independent of the womb. So life is constantly breaking away. Self, it says, to get what I want, if it means tearing myself down, I will do so. So life will break itself up and start from scratch, again, to get the opportunity to derive at where it wants to go. It wants to get there, and it will get there. Almighty God, in his great wisdom, designed a path for his creation to travel. If you travel this path, you have to give up your pride. You have to give up your selflessness. You have to become humble. You have to give up your narrowness and become brotherly and sisterly. You have to give up your desire to be master of a little kingdom and come into a big kingdom and share with everybody else. So this is what Almighty God forces us to do. So he breaks you up, brothers and sisters, and make you start all over from scratch. Now, if he allows anybody to arrive there without breaking, then we arrive there as boasters or say, yes, I got here on my own. See, I'm all together. No. But when you get there, brother, you got a history of breaking up behind you. Salatullahu Zadeen, surely Allah speaks the truth. We will continue this next Wednesday and Thursday at 7 p.m. Inshallah, it only means if it pleases God. We thank New Africa Excellent Enterprise, Imam Dr. Miraj Speaks, for allowing us to come before you once again. And we thank you, our honorable listening audience. May God guide us and have mercy on us and bless us with the light of understanding. As I greet you in the Arabic language, Assalamu alaikum, peace be unto you, and thank you for listening.